Weiter in Shastrians, Vachem Daf Kuf Yodal. Pick him on Kuf Yimel, Bez Badabam, the page. Last line, next part of the Mishnah. Ravevanir, an animal that's sodomized or an animal that was sodomized by a person. Then what do we say? Someone's not going to be chai if they bring it up outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Ay, Vahonami. But these animals also, Tipuk Lei, Mi Pesach HaMoyed. Let's learn out from the exclusion from the pasuk it says in the Mishnah, and to the Ol Moed, the tent of the Ol, the entrance of the Pesach Ol Moed. Why does the Mishnah need a new thing to go to exempt it? These animals are also not fit to be brought as korbanos. And why do we need two things? Peep, turn the page. Kufidal Manav Bishlam of Evanir Belke. It makes sense that the exclusions of sodomized or an animal that was sodomized. That has to be learned from a new pasuk, Mishkachasla, because the disqualification of these animals are found to exist in a situation in which the first pasuk's exclusion wouldn't apply. It's where the owner first was makdish them, and only afterwards they had the sodomy going on. Elamuks of an abad, but the exclusions of an animal that was designated for avodah zarah, and one that was already worshipped, these can be learned from the first pasuk. A man can't ask for something which isn't his. Right? Once an animal becomes mukdash, it becomes belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So now, when the person who's makdash it, you know, designates it for avodah zarah, right, or they worship it, that's not going to help in making it aser. Because you can't do something, you can't affect that to something that doesn't belong to you. So we have to say that the Mishnah is talking about an animal that was designated for avodah zarah, or was worshipped before it was mukdash. That animal is never fit to be brought on the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it should be excluded already from the first part of the Mishnah that says El Pesach Ol Moed, he didn't bring it. And for the Gemara, B'Kachem Kalim, we're talking about Kachem Kalim. But Libidur Rabbi Yosef Gli, the Damer Kachem Kalim, Mamun Bailam, they belong to Mamun of the Bailam. The Tanya were learned in a Braisa. The Torah says in reference to someone who swears falsely, and he denies, you know, that he owes money. Umala Ma'al Bashem. If a person will sin and will commit a me'ila against Hashem by lying, the rabbis kachim kalim, this is coming to include kachim kalim in the din of ishfur shav. Shein mamono, because kachim kalim are considered like his own money. Since Rabbi Yosef Gli is saying kachim kalim are property of the owner, these animals can become pasul for brought as a carbon, even if their owner designates them for avodah zarah or worships them after they are the mukdash, because it's mamon bailam him, and therefore they're not excluded by the Mishnah's first pasuk, because they were at one point fit to be brought as a carbon. Now, what about all the four animals of an animal that was sodomized by who sodomized the person? Or it was sodomized, it was sent for avodah zarah, or that was worshipped. They're unfit to be brought right now. Hilkach, therefore, Reviv and Yerba, Devar Erva, these situations who are now possible because of the fact of an Erva over here are disqualified because of the second pasuk, because these disqualifications take effect even on a mukdash animal, and also muks of an evad, an animal that was designated for avodah zarah or that was worshipped, avodas kochav, and they fall in the category of avodah zarah, bekachem kalim. Right, they're also going to be disqualified because of the Mishnah's second pasuk, because the Mishnah's talking about kachem kalim. The Gemara now explains why the other animals of the Mishnah's list are also excluded only because of the Mishnah's second pasuk, but not the first pasuk. Eston and mechir, eston and mechir, right, to switch the dog for is the Kaddish animal to buy a dog. Kilayim Yotzei Dofen, or let's say it's a mixed breed, or a C-section. The Mishnah could not have excluded them because of the first pasuk, because Vlados Kach, and the Mishnah is talking about cases where the animals are the Vlados, they're offspring of Muktash animals. Kasavar, the Mishnah is of the opinion of Vlade Kacha Bavyasen Heim Kedoshim, the offspring of consecrated animals become consecrated only upon being born, but not before. They're not muktas beforehand. Zalk, the next part of the Mishnah, Baile Mumin, if you have animals that are Baile Mumin, or the Bnei Yonah, whose time didn't yet come, etc., Osef is Beno, you're not going to be Chayiv. Rav Shimon says that there's going to be a Lav. Utsrichi. And all three cases are necessary to be said over here. You got to talk about the cases of a temporary mum and those Bnei Yonah, the Torah Bnei Yonah didn't yet reach their time, and the Osef has Beno. You have to bring all cases. Nitana by the moment, we just would have taught the case of the by the moment. Mishum Demi'isi. I would have said that it's only in that case that the rabbi is going to potter the person bringing it because these animals are considered disgusting. Aval Torim. Aval Torim. But Torah loves the Lumi. Said are called gross. Right? In the case of a Baal Mum, it's gross. But Torim, which are not considered like that, Ema, Demode, Leila, Rabbi Shimon, maybe we'll agree to Rabbi Shimon that one is going to be over the Isser. Vitana Torim. And if the Mishnah would have taught only the case of the Torah Dovs, Mishnah, Lochazi, Vietchu, I would have said that it's only in that case Rabbi Shimon would say you're going to be Chayev because they were not originally fit and later became rejected. Right? They never got to the point that they were never fit in the first place. Ava Bali Mumin, Ichsi. They were actually Roy, and then they got rejected. He'll agree to them that it's going to be totally Potter. If he said both of these cases, Mishum the Psula Begufaya would have said that the Bali Mumin, the turtle dove, is a problem with the Beguf itself of Osovis, but no, the Psula Be Alma Kosila, where the Isser comes from outside, where the Psul comes from an outside thing, that it's relative of Shechted. That you're violating the Isser, it's Tzricha, therefore you have to say it. In all three cases. So the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says whatever is roi to be brought as a carbon at a future time is under the lav for bringing outside the Beis HaMikdash. My time to Rabbi Shimon. What is the reasoning for Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shlakish. Damar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Lo sa'asun, don't do, kechol asher anachna osim po ayom. You shall not do everything that we do here today. All right, this is Moshe Rabbeinu telling the people that once the Beis HaMikdash was set up, they have to be careful not to bring karbonos at any other place, right? At any place that they want, like they were doing until now. Now, this really couldn't have been what Moshe Rabbeinu meant, because we have the pasuk that says in the Vayikra, Bamos or Aser already in the Midbar, as soon as the Mishkan was set up. The Chacham therefore understand this pasuk is talking about the 14-year period of the conquest and giving over the, splitting up the land, and to be limiting the type of carbon that could be brought during that time. And what is it doing? It's limiting the type of carbon that can be brought during that time period, right? So, this Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Yidden is understood as a, they're at the 14 year we said over here. Amar Lu, Moshe Liso, he's saying, Ki Ailisu, it's when you go to the land during this 14 year period. Yisharos takrivu, you can bring proper karbanos. Says Rashi, it means the darmin udavos hakriv babamos tzibor. Chovos lotakriv, but not things that are chovos, not obligations, right? When the Mishkan is coming with us today and this travels, and we can easily go there to bring the karbanos, babamos are going to be usher. So all types of karbanos can be brought. And once we go to the Yardin and we enter into that 14 year over here, babamos are going to be motor because it's hard to deal with the Mishkan at that stage. Coming to Mishkan is going to be hard. During that time, you should do everything that we do today. You can bring all types of karbanos. It could be nedavos, chiyuvim. But you may bring each man what is proper in his eyes, voluntary things which are brought simply because it's proper in the eyes of the person to do it. So chovos la tekruv, and nothing's obligatory. V'gilgul legabi shilo mechusas manhu. Gilgul, remember, the shilo was mechusas manhu because you're supposed to wait until... To bring these karbanos until the Mishkan was set up in Shiloh. V'karmelu Moshe lo sasim, which says don't do it. He asked him bringing the chiyuvim at this time. So Rav Shimon says that this is what Rav Shimon says is a mitzvah, is a command, not to bring the karbanos whose time didn't yet arrive. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiyah says to Rabbi Zera, Ihachi, if this is really the case that the chiyuvim, the karbanos that are chayev during the Gilgal time were. Or before the Zman, Mechuser Zman, and therefore the Pasuk, you shall not, is saying in Isser Getsh, doing things before the Zman, peep, turn the page. Kufyadalit Amud Beis. Then, Milki Nami Lilki, what did Shechs the Prime George should also get Malkus for doing it, and even if he Shechs this inside, The Beit HaMikdash, Alam Amar Rabbi Zeira, Kosov Nitkul Asay. Why is it that it moved it down just to like being, oh, it's just an Asay, and there's no Malkus in such a circumstance? Everything Amar Hanimi L'Rabbanan. These words of Zeira are said only according to the Rabbanan, who argued with Shimon and say that the pasuk "you shall not do" does not constitute an Isser, again, shechting premature. The Rabbi Shimon Achinami, Kuntav Shimon and Achinami, there would be Malchus over there. They would get Malchus. Rav Nachma Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachma Yitzchak said, the Rav Shimon is going to be masking that this Isser is only enough for the pasuk "you shall not do" doesn't apply to Shechita inside the Beis HaMikdash. Pinim the Gilgal, shechting these things within the Mishkan of Gilgal, Lagabe Shiloh Gechutzdami, is considered like Shiloh outside. It is compared to the Mishkan of Shiloh, like shechting outside. Since the Torah says that the Chiyuvim, the Karbonos of the Chayiv, can be brought only in the Mishkan and Shiloh and nowhere else, then bringing them in the Mishkan and Gilgal is no different than bringing them anywhere else outside of Shiloh. In both cases, the carbon is going to be considered to have been brought outside the Mishkan. Therefore, the Isser, the Pasuk that Aser is the bringing of the Chiyuvim, right? The ones that are Chayiv to bring, the type of carbon that are Chayiv to bring. And Gilgal is an Isser only against bringing a Mechusar Zman offering outside of the Beis HaMikdash. One who does that, who brings it inside the Beis HaMikdash, therefore such as one who shechs in the Beis HaMikdash, the child, the offspring of an animal that was shechted, also Vesbenil, the same day, does not get Malkus for shechting before, premature. Rabba Amar, Rabba Sewewewewewez. Tarmid Rabbi Shimon Gilitanya. The reason for Rabbi Shimon is like we saw in the Breiser. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minayin Lezavech Pesach Bebami Yachid. Let's give you another pasuk for Rabbi Shimon's Issa here. Where do we know that somebody who shechs the Karban Pesach on a private bama, b'shas Israel bama, shehu b'lo sasei etzel lo sasei, tabelomar lo sucha lizboch is a Pesach. You can't shech the Pesach offering in one of your cities. Yachal av b'shas hetar bama, can you think maybe during shas hetar is also Israel? Tabelomar b'achat sherecha in one of your cities. Lo amarti l'cha, I didn't tell you this Israel. When everyone's going in this one shahr. Amos, what is that? If you want to say it's after Chatzos on the 14th of Nisan, that the Chiyuv to Shech the Pesach is around, Karis Namiyachav, you'd be Chayv Karis also. You must be talking about a case when it's even before Chatzos. And when does that apply? Lachi Chatzos, to say, Lav Kodim Chatzos, before, or which him the Karim Pesach is before Zman. So we have an Isser again, shechting Mechusar Zman for the Zman outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's going to be no, the Chatzos, really it's after Chatzos. But it's Heter Abamos Kai. It's talking about the time when it's Heter Abamos. It's during the time the Heter Abamos. The Torah is telling us that the Isser of shechting this Chiyuvim, which the Karban Pesach is an example, a private Bama during a time of Bama when it's Mutter. It doesn't mean to ask the shechting premature karbanos because the Pesach offering is not premature yet. In fact, the Merva Habashas Isser Abamas Kamar, but it says during the time when they're Aser. Isser Bama Lo. What does it mean? It means a period of Bama Isser for this type of carbon, meaning the Karban Pesach, which is a Chiyav, Heter Bama L'Chaveru, but it's going to be Mutter for his Chaveru, meaning for a voluntary karma, like an Ola or a Shlamim. Next part of the Mishnah, Yayay, Mechusizman, also, both whether it's premature because itself or because of the owner, right? So what's an example of a Zav Zava, Yoledes or Mitzora, and they do it outside before they're able to do it. But all these are subject to Ashamos, right? The Zav Zava and the woman to give birth all bring Chatas and Ola. None of them bring an Asham. Oh, it's a Kasha. Vahani. Vahani B'nai Ashamos. They knew these B'nai Ashamos. Right, what's going on? I was Iri Tani Mitzor Badayu. Let me just put a Mitzor over there. Because the Mitzor does have to bring an Asham. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.